News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. This is the title the Wisconsin Badgers were hoping to win. Instead, it goes to UConn, topping Kentucky 60-54 in the national championship game of college basketball in Arlington, Texas. Here's UConn coach Kevin Ollie.
You know, it's just a wonderful feeling to hold that trophy up and do it the right way. And I think we did it the right way for 18 months, and we did it the right way in this NCAA tournament.
Referring to 18 months when UConn was on probation and was not allowed to participate in postseason play. Again, final score, Huskies 60, Wildcats 54. More in sports coming up with Tom King in 5 minutes on WSAU. The first day of a Lincoln County murder trial is now complete.
50-year-old Mark Buckeye is on trial for the death of his 48-year-old wife, Anita. Jury selection began yesterday morning with about 90 possible jurors, and they settled on 8 men and 7 women, with a wide variety of ages to serve as the 12 jurors and 3 alternates. It took until after 3 o'clock before the two sides could begin opening statements in the case. The first of nearly 80 witnesses will take the stand this morning. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Election Day is not quite over in a couple of central Wisconsin races. Recounts are scheduled in two of them. First, in Nakusa, the incumbent mayor, Alan Marcoux, defeated Daniel Carlson by only 5 votes. The Municipal Board of Canvassers begins the recount at 9 o'clock this morning to see if the original 202-197 count stands. These two men were separated by only 7 votes when they ran against each other 2 years ago. In Lincoln County, the canvassing begins Thursday morning. That's a recount in the 22nd County Board Supervisor race, where Graham Rankin had 119 votes to Jolene Callahan's 117 votes. Wausau Public Safety officials are investigating why the Riverview School's tornado sirens did not go off during yesterday afternoon's weekly test. The sirens are tested on Mondays at 1:15, but the Riverview sirens, which cover most of the north end in case of emergency, were silent. The extreme weather during the winter may be a factor. A Public Works employee was on scene to investigate. During the failed test, sirens from other parts of the city could still be heard in that neighborhood. The long winter cold has damaged the iconic Schofield Water Tower. It sprung a leak.
The leak was likely caused by a floating piece of ice inside the tank, and now water is running down off the side of the tower. It's only one of 2 towers in the city, and Public Works officials say they don't expect any disruption in water service. The inside of the tower will need to completely thaw before city crews can get inside and fix the damage. That may take several weeks. There's been no cost estimate made on repairs. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
Officials searching for that missing Malaysian airliner still listening for pulses from the jet's black boxes. Australia's research coordinator Angus Houston says there's been no further contact with any transmissions. The Australian ship Ocean Shield detected the pulses over the weekend while towing a U.S. Navy pinger locator. There is not much time left to upgrade from Microsoft's Windows XP. The company says it will end security upgrades today for the old operating system. Computers that are still running XP would then make it easier for hackers to access social security numbers, passwords, and other protected data. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A little bit cooler for this Tuesday. A bit of a breeze out of the northwest, around 10 to 15 miles an hour. High around 48 with partly cloudy skies. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. A little frosty with a low of 29. On Wednesday, looks like a nice spring day. Partly or mostly sunny. It'll be breezy with a high of 60. On Thursday, a few showers possible early in the morning. Then turning partly or mostly sunny and a high of 57. I'm Newsline. I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Tuesday morning starts with a little bit of cloud cover around central Wisconsin. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.